There was the guy who wanted to cancel his service and was put on hold so long that Comcast was no longer open. And then this.
We'd like to disconnect. We'd like to disconnect, please.
Okay, so why is it that you don't want the faster speed? Help me understand why you don't want faster internet.
Help me understand why you can't just disconnect us.
Because my job is to have a conversation with you about keeping your service.
Doesn't sound too bad. Well, the tenacious Comcast rep just keeps going.
I'm trying to help you. Okay,
the way that you can help me is by disconnecting our service. That's how you can help me.
But how is that helping you, though?
Jonah Berger, a marketing professor at the Wharton School, says these kinds of things can cost companies real money.
There was a video a few years ago called United Breaks Guitars about someone that had a terrible experience with United, and the share price got hurt over $180 million soon after that video came out. Now, the video got, over 100 million views.
Berger says some companies try to use excellent customer service to separate themselves from the competition.
Zappos is an amazing customer service company. If you have a product that you order from them and there's any issue with it, call it and they'll take it back. Offline, Nordstrom, it's the same thing.
Comcast has apologized for the incidents and said they're not the sort they want their customers to have with the company. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.